This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian troops Monday pushed forward with their offensive that has embarrassed Moscow, with Kyiv officials and foreign observers hinting at new gains in the southern strategic region of Kherson. The area has been one of the toughest battlefields for the Ukrainians, with slower progress when compared to Kyiv's breakout offensive around Kharkiv that began last month. Ukrainian media outlets also highlighted an image of Ukrainian troops displaying flags at a marker for the village of Kreshchenivka, which is the same area of Kherson where troops apparently have broken through Russian lines. The region is also one of four that Russia illegally annexed last week. In response to those Russian-announced annexations Sunday, the Australian government announced new sanctions targeting 28 Russian-appointed separatist ministers and officials. Australian government says Russia is trying to legitimize its actions in Ukraine through sham referendums and disinformation. Pro-Ukrainian groups in Australia, meanwhile, are urging their government to provide more military assistance to Ukraine along with the sanctions. Australia has already provided missiles and Bushmaster armored personnel carriers, but co-chairman of the Australia Federation of Ukrainian Organizations, Stefan Romano, says military support and sanctions send a clear message to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
What's an Australian Bushmaster going to do in Ukraine? What it's done is it's been very effective in helping to reclaim part of Ukrainian soil and taking over territory. This morning, Bushmasters are towing Russian tanks. The question of whether sanctions work or don't, he has to get a message that he is not welcome in the international community. He's toxic.
The Reuters news agency reports Monday Norway's military is posted soldiers to help guard major onshore oil and gas processing plants as part of a wider effort to boost security. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Liz Truss was forced Monday into a humiliating U-turn after less than a month in power, reversing a cut to the highest rate of income tax in the country that helped spark turmoil in financial markets and a rebellion in her party. Finance Minister Kwasi Kwarteng said the decision to scrap the top tax rate cut had been taken with some humility and contrition. Truss and Kwarteng announced a new growth plan September 23rd that would have cut taxes and regulation, funded by vast government borrowing, to snap the economy out of years of stagnant growth. But the plan triggered a crisis of investor confidence in the government, hammering the value of the British pound and the government bond prices, and jolting global markets to such an extent that the Bank of England had to intervene with a $73 billion program to shore up markets. With the government's credibility damaged, lawmakers in the governing Conservative Party said the reversal was inevitable. Families and friends of some of the 125 people set off by a police tear gas after an Indonesian soccer match this past weekend responded emotionally as the bodies of victims were returned home Monday. Associated Press correspondent Charles Ledesma reports.
Distraught family members are struggling to comprehend the sudden loss of loved ones at a soccer match in East Java's Malang City that was watched only by hometown Arema FC fans because the organiser had banned visiting Persebaya Surabaya's supporters due to Indonesia's history of violent soccer rivalries. Police say 18 officers responsible for the firing of tear gas as well as security managers are being investigated. The crush was among the world's deadliest disasters ever at a sporting event. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission announced Monday celebrity Kim Kardashian has agreed to settle charges of unlawfully touting a crypto security and to pay $1.26 million in penalties, disgorgement, and interest. The SEC said in a statement that reality television star and influencer Kardashian failed to disclose that she was paid $250,000 to publish the post about Emacs tokens, the crypto asset security being offered by Ethereum Max on her Instagram account. SEC Chair Gary Gensler said that the case is a reminder that when celebrities or influencers endorse investment opportunities, including crypto asset securities, it doesn't mean that those investment products are right for all investors. The U.S. regulator also charged boxer Floyd Mayweather Jr. and music producer known as DJ Khaled in November of 2018 for allegedly not disclosing payments they received for promoting cryptocurrency. Repeating the hour's top news story, Ukrainian troops push forward with their offensive that has embarrassed Moscow, with Kyiv officials and foreign observers hinting new gains in the southern area of Kherson. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.